Who's bending down to give me a rainbow? Everyone knows it's the 95 BFM Small Top 10. Take it away, Amelia.
I love Lachlan's radio personality.
It's beautiful. I also just realized that the intro probably doesn't make sense unless you know the bed music song.
I mean, this is the story of my life, Amelia. I'd never get your jokes.
But that's my whole job.
Hey, I'm a girl who lives in her own shell, okay?
So the bed music is a song called Windy, and one of the lines in it is, "Who's bending down to give me a rainbow?"
Windy.
It was originally going to be, "Who's peeking out from under the stairwell?" But I thought
less
that was a bit sinister. Anyway, I'm joined by Jean this evening, who, and should I just read it? Should I just read out what the texter has said?
Sure.
Oh, girls, that topic is defo.
The Zodiac.
Oh. So, are you doing tonight your top 10 Zodiac signs?
I indeed am. I do realize this throws shade at two Zodiac signs, and I just want a disclaimer that what I have placed in the top 10 is not necessarily... anything. It's just what I felt like today, okay?
Just own it. Two-tenths of people are just bad and wrong.
Sure.
And then the rest are varying degrees of, what did I say, tenths? Two-twelfths. Dodecumvirate. I'm getting better at saying it, even if it's not a real word. I'm very excited. I guess we're not going to know what's been left out until we get to number one.
This is true. You will probably get an idea, Amelia, because you know me.
Yes. I think this is possibly the first small top 10 where I want people to text in and guess what the number one is going to be.
Do we need to talk about it anymore?
I think we can just jump in.
All right. We're going to jump in. All right. I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
Okay, here we go. I'll play the little sting.
10.
All right, my number 10 is, I've chosen this because the sign is a bit of a mystery to me. My sister is a Sagittarius.
Oh, okay.
And I just don't really know. I guess I apply...
Is this the horsey one?
Sagittarius, aren't they like the centaur?
It's a centaur, yeah.
And they've got the bow and arrow, which is... badass, mate.
So the song that you picked for your small top 10, I looked at the other tracks on the album and one of them is just called like I'm a Sagittarius.
So the album is called Zodiac Lady and yeah. I assume she is Sagittarius, so the only one that is actual themed as a particular star sign is that.
But you know what? Boomers love Sagittariuses.
I wonder if it's got to do with like some of the generational placements, because some of us have them for like...
All I know is that there's a lot of disco songs about how great being a Sagittarius is and
really?
None about how cool Geminis are. So
anyway, I see a Sag as like in a rom-com. You've got the protagonist, right? But you've got their best friend who actually is the person who makes them an interesting person. I see Sag as that, the underrated cool person.
Well, you're being very kind to your number 10. Let's move to number 9. This is a very diplomatic small top 10.
Nine.
I made a spreadsheet.
Of course!
Number 9 is not a sun placement. This is Taurus. In the placements of a Mars or Jupiter.
I have no idea what that means.
So Mars rules your sort of aggression, assertion, ambition.
Oh, wait. No, I found out about this the other day because yep. I found out that I'm a... my Venus is in Cancer.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes sense.
Crab heart. okay. So what this placement is... Can you say that
so
again?
So Mars is like... aggression, assertion, ambition.
Okay.
And Jupiter is the social idealism expansion.
Okay.
And I just want to shout out to the everlasting Taurian trait of unfailing persistence.
Okay, well.
In those areas.
Yeah, okay. Well,
that's not necessarily a sign, though.
Okay. Sick. That one was very confusing to me, but I think I understand what's happening. All right.
8.
Number 8 was the hardest one for me. I couldn't decide what I was going to put there. So this is the place that the other two missed out on.
Okay.
It is Cancer.
Aww.
Number 1, water sign. Real emotion, real intense. Love that.
Le crab.
Number 2... they're very intuitive and caring. They care about family very much.
Uh-huh.
They're homebodies, which I think is kind of cool.
They sound like sweeties. Did you ever listen to the band Giant Crab?
No.
They've got an album called Giant Crab Comes Forth, and it's got a really good album cover.
But most importantly with this sign, their symbol looks like a 69. I think that's sick.
Yes. And at number 8. Perfect. Okay. 7. Are we ready?
We're ready.
Oh. Where did the sting go? Oh, here it is.
7.
This is a Scorpio, and I named Scorpio Mature Thought.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the Scorpios that I know are kind of mature thoughts.
Mature thought. And this is like...
But also, they'll get you.
This is the, like, the picture of a woman I respectfully envy. A Scorpio?
You've really thought about this a lot. You respectfully envy.
Amelia, have you
envy.
Met me
yes,
before?
The spreadsheet's there. We've got a guess for number 1. Do you want to know what it is?
Maybe off air.
Okay. All right. Fine. Okay. So a Scorpio is has a mature thought.
Mature thought. Love ya.
All right, cool. Is that? Do you have anything else to say about that?
Nah.
Because Scorpios, people hate Scorpios, right?
I think they're badass. I've never dated a Scorpio. I can't talk about dudes, but I have this image of Scorpion woman, and what an inspo.
Wow, the gay really jumps out on the top 10, doesn't it? okay. All right, here we go. Number 6.
Six.
That one always gets me.
It gets every person, and I love it. That was in the script.
Yeah, of course it was.
It was like 2 lines of notes. Okay.
Number 6 is part of me.
Oh, beautiful.
Not my sun sign, but I love. I have a lot of placements in Capricorn.
Ah, the goat.
The goat, which is 1. Thank you. Goat is my 1 true love.
You do love... She loves goats, listeners.
Jen loves goats.
Big fan. Do you like the goat statue that's in Myers Park?
Yes. As a teenager, I, like, looked at it a lot.
Okay.
Seems weird, but...
It's got an... It's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Ambition, I would say. Shout out to Capricorn's ambition.
I mean, a goat will eat anything. And that's... If that's not ambitious, I don't know
honestly,
what it is.
Honestly, that's true. And I had pet goats. I would know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, do you have any, is it just, they're just great? I really.
The thing about, so I spent most.
I feel like a lot of these notes are apologies. And so the ones that you really like, you're just like, obviously number 6 is Capricorn.
No, okay. So I spent my whole life, star signs were like my family. This is like my maternal side. My mom, she has like 100 sisters, and my granny had like a lifelong Women's Day subscription, and like the thing we would always do would be read our weekly star signs, these really ambiguous weird things. And I am a Virgo, and so is my mum, and so I always, like, my whole life only heard about Virgo stuff.
Yeah.
And then as an adult, I realized you had like different parts of the thing your whole chart, and Capricorn released me from my Virgo only identity.
Oh, saved by goats. That's really beautiful.
Saved by the goat.
Well, let's have a song and then we'll have the rest of this charming small top 10.
Number 6.
Your number 6 this evening is Life Goes On by Beak. It's 95 BFM.
Toot toot.
Microondas o algo de fierro viejo que vendan.
Thank you.
You're back on 95BFM. It is, of course. Small top 10. And we are counting down the top 10 zodiac signs with Jen.
It's me.
It's you. Do you want to give us a little speed recap of where we're at so far? Number 10.
Number 10 was Sagittarius. Shout out to the rom-com's protagonist, best friend.
Also our boss. Number 9.
Fuck yeah. Anyway.
You're like, oh, it makes sense. Number 9.
Number 9 was Taurus in the placements Mars and Jupiter.
Confusing. Number 8.
8 is Cancerians.
7.
Scorpio mature thought.
I love this. Number 6.
My goat savior, Capricorn.
All right. And so, 5.
So this blows the text machine.
Oh, so we got some theories. Someone said number 1 is most certainly going to be a Leo. What a Leo thing to say.
And I
appreciate that because my mum is a Leo, and that is a Leo thing to say.
And I'm sorry, Leo, but your self-centeredness is.
Oh, it's bringing you down to 5.
No, I think is, what is the word?
I don't know, Jen. I always think of Aslan when I think of Leos personally.
I do too, but I think, what is the word?
I don't know.
When people don't know what others think of them.
Obliviousness.
Oblivious.
Okay.
Yeah, they're oblivious of others' perceptions of them.
Why would you need to be? You're king of the jungle.
This is true.
Well, I guess the savannah, technically. Lord of Savannah.
Leo.
Okay.
So anyway, my number 5 is a Leo in Venus.
Oh, heart Leo. Love Leo.
Yes, so Venus is love, affection, and attraction.
Yes.
And Leo is just complete dedication.
Oh, of course this is number 5.
So, like, complete inhibition, completely idealistic and romantic, and 365% dedication to their chosen one.
Phrase that was, Jen. 365% dedication.
Yeah.
It went several different ways, and I love it. Leos.
Leo Venus. I have to say I'm a Leo Venus.
You are. Oh, so you're a Leo Venus. Oh, God. Okay. I was going to be like, they sound like such ideal romantic partners. Now.
How dare you? Right. The offer was not on the table.
Number 4.
The next 3 are what I'm going to call Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Oh, okay.
And that's because I perceive these 3 signs as the quintessential, always spoken about, star signs.
Okay, because you're talking about Marsha from the Brady Bunch. I'm acting as if I don't know about this for the listener's sake. I have a Brady Bunch tattoo.
I was just going to out you on that.
So
George Glass.
There's an episode where Jan is complaining that everyone only cares about Marsha, she says,
Marsha.
Yeah.
Perfect. And my number four of the Marshas, I'm going to call this the most down-to-earth Marsha.
Oh,
but
lovely.
Marsha, nonetheless, is Pisces.
Ah, yes. Swimming with the fishes. the ultimate Pisces, of course, BFM's very own Bridge.
Yes. He is a triple Pisces, and as Amelia describes, the wettest person we know.
It's true.
But I want to shout out to Pisces. This is my new bae.
Okay.
It is a sign that I have grown close to as an adult. Adult friendships.
Yes.
Pisces have... You've become
friends with a lot of Pisces.
Life.
Well, they are nice, I think.
They are empathetic, really empathetic and sensitive.
Yeah.
But they don't burden others with emotional offloading. Gemini.
Wow. Okay. I mean, you know, who doesn't love a fish? They've got this. They're cold to the touch, but smooth. All right. Are we ready for three?
Number three.
All right.
Three.
This is the fashionable Marsha, Aquarius.
Oh.
But of course. It is like...
I have a thing or two to say about Aquarius. I don't.
Hashtag thought.
So Aquarius isn't meant to be... I don't... What's the deal with Aquariuses?
I mean...
They're full on.
They're the Pearl Littles and the Rachel Ashbys of the world.
Oh,
they're
yes.
They're full on.
There's a lot of them at BFM, actually.
They're creative... but they hold people to very high expectations, which I quite like.
Yeah.
So they're intelligent, intellectual, but they also perceive to be very fun and carefree and creative.
Were you at old Big Boss Hugh's leaving do?
No, my...
So everyone... Oh, that's very sad. So everyone who came up to do a speech announced their star sign just to fuck with Hugh because he really did not appreciate it. I've got to tell you, we're mostly Aquariuses and Geminis here.
Yeah, that does not surprise me. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
I care about lots of things that aren't me. As does, I'm sure, our lovely breakfast host, Rachel. Okay, do you have any other things to say about... All right, are you ready for two?
I am ready for two.
I feel like you look like you're holding back saying, like, the future feelings about these signs.
No, these fine. Are my feelings. Right. I'm ranking them.
Two.
Number two. This is my lifelong bae, Gemini. I knew you would fucking like this.
I'm very glad that I made number two. So maybe there is a chance, Jen. There's not a chance, listener.
There's no chance. On either side.
No one's interested.
Imagine. This is my lifelong bae, the intellectual cry baby.
Yep, I'm happy with that.
Shout out to my dad. Shout out
to Jen's dad.
To Amelia.
Thank you.
First friend at BFM.
Aww.
Long time friend. And shout out to all of my exes.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, also, yeah, weird time, but never mind. One thing, you're great, but your feelings aren't as important as you think they are.
I'm aware of that. It doesn't stop me feeling them, Jen.
I'm not talking to you.
What? How dare you? Who else here is... I don't want to, like, specifically reveal everyone's star signs, but old mate Sarah is a Gemini as
yes,
well.
Yes, I know.
Right?
I asked her today, and I'm like, oh, yeah, of course you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Marsha, Marsha,
matching
Marsha.
Girls.
Love you guys' intellect. You sometimes use it to hide all the things that you need to be talking about instead. That's all I can
but
say.
I'm so good at talking. All right. Does this mean number one? Okay. I think I know what number one is then.
Juan.
It's Virgo, bitch.
I mean, wow.
Jan needs to win.
Yeah, I mean, so I did see this coming from the start. I kind of thought, because you said that people talk about the top four, no one ever talks about Virgos because they don't care. But people talk a lot about, where's Libra? No.
I told you you wouldn't like the one that I missed out. I told you you wouldn't like it.
Okay.
So I chose Virgo. One, because I underrated Virgo for a very long time. Two, because Beyonce. Three, because
wow, what?
Perfection.
Oh, God. I like...
Four, because I see Virgos are, they're always like bagged on for being not fun.
Yeah.
But I see Virgos as like the mums of the zodiac. Like,
there's,
you know,
there's
they
water
have
in
to
the
be
tap.
Bad cop.
Yeah.
There's water in the tap. Drink
don't
responsibly.
Be a,
don't be a dick.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that. Although I feel like it is now slightly rich in retrospect, Jen, that number two and three were scolded for being full of themselves, and then you rated yourself number one.
Have you read a Virgo's traits?
No. But,
highly critical and perfectionist.
But I do know you. So, all right, should we play? Do you have anything to plug, Jen, before we play your song?
Do I have anything to plug?
Listen to Thursday Morning Glory?
Yeah, catch me tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
All right.
For more spreadsheets and cool.
Hot.
Cool.
Love it. All right, now what song have you chosen?
I have chosen a song that I've played before when talking about zodiacs on my show.
Yeah.
It is Roberta Kelly.
Yep.
With the song Zodiacs.
Very, very appropriate.
Very literal.
It's 95 BFM.
Oh, Capricorn's Leo, Sagittarius.
A satisfying and justified ranking of that thing. The 95 BFM Small Top 10.